are decryption for Saadi Azhar, SADIAZHAR. Date of birth is 8582, date of accident 2/18/2018, date of service is 10/4/2023. The patient Saadi Azhar has been a victim allegedly as a car accident that occurred on 2/18/2018. Her case has been resolved and she has features that are ongoing. She reports of ongoing issues as a result of this accident. She has had no other history. She was involved in a head-on collision on February 18, 2018 as a front seat passenger. Her husband, who was driving, didn't feel the same symptoms and he got injured in his knee and some physical therapy got better. Currently, she has pain in the head, which is occupying the entire head, front, back, right temple, left temple, and vertex. Moderately severe, it usually is around 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the neck is 7, lower back pain is 6 to 5, and middle back pain is also 6 to 5. She has radiation of pain to both arms and right leg, front and back, S1, S2, and L3, 4, 5 nerve distribution. In the arm, she has a right arm, which is involved in the front as C3, 4, 5 nerve distribution. She also has a pain in the upper arm on the left side. She has some pain in the chest. She had a fracture of the sternum at the time of accident. She has had EMG done and various MRIs, which have a different results. One of the MRI from complete imaging reports a shallow disc bulge at C4-5 and C5-6 level and lumbar disc bulge at L5-S1, which does not account for all the symptoms being reported by the patient. The recent MRI that were done for the patients at Michigan Diagnostic report, negative MRI for any pathology for lumbar and cervical. Hence, no treatment is being afforded as a definitive treatment. I don't think she requires any injection treatment to the cervical spine. The pain level is varying from 4 to 7. The ADLs are being affected 5, while 70% pain is relieved overall since the day of accident. Please review the chart for the ADL for the system review as well as for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 133/101, pulse is 96 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 8/21/2023, dictation number 0821-071. The plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back especially, and with the acupuncture, chiropractic treatment are ordered, and traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training are ordered. Patient need to do home exercises, McKenzie back programs. We have discussed the need for yoga exercises for posture as well as infrared heat and wet heat. Even laser heat has been discussed with the patient. We have discussed about the photobiomodulation device for her. Patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. She's quite frustrated. She has some headaches that are almost nonstop, continuous, 2 or 3 times a day. We have discussed the role of a neurologist, neuropsych, and counselor for her, and we have discussed the need for referring to them, which is will be discussed on the next visit. If patient agrees, we'll do that. She's been provided with a tense unit that she was never given. I've also provided with the carpal tunnel splint on the right and the left wrist. Cervical traction has been ordered along with cervical pillow and a soft neck collar. Medication-wise, she is provided with the Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. Ortram has been provided 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. She's also provided with the compounding cream along with the naltrexone for further pain relief. The MRIs were discussed with the patient at length, and she chooses to remain conservative in her approach, which is perfectly fine. We have offered her a surgical consultation. Our MRIs are equivocal. I'll review the MRIs myself on the next visit when she brings them. And other than that, there is no other special issues to be discussed. Thank you. For headaches, we will provide her Imitrex tablet on the next visit.